那翻开但以理书。
Let's open to the book of Daniel.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章是一个非常重要的一章。
It's a very important chapter.
在所谓的大先知里面。
So of all the major prophets,
以赛亚。
Isaiah.
这个但以理。
And Daniel.
这个耶利米。
And Jeremiah.
这些四大先知里头。
In those four major prophets,
三个大先知里面最主要他们讲到的是主耶稣基督的降生。
So three major prophets talk about the coming of Jesus Christ.
很清楚的讲到耶稣基督要再来。
Clearly talk about the coming of Jesus Christ.
要来到这个世界上解决人罪的一些问题。
Want to come to solve the sin problem of the world.
那么其余的这一个先知呢？
So the prophet that was described,
把整个解决罪的问题透过耶稣基督所讲出的话语
through what the coming of Jesus Christ through the words that's spoken by Jesus Christ
比较细部的来讲
and they actually describing details in the minor prophets
大小先知的分别是这样
this is the difference between major and minor prophets
那么先知里面它有一个功能性叫做预言
so one of the functions of the prophet is to prophesy
预言呢统称是怎么样讲说神的话语
Prophesy in general talks about speaking the word of God.
在神的话语里头有一部分是讲到这一个未来将要发生的事情。
So part of these word of God is talking about prophecy of things to come in the future.
那么是不是每一个先知都可能讲到未来将要发生的事情呢
？Will every prophet talk about things that will happen in the future?
并不是。
Not necessarily so.
先知基本上是。在这一个世代里面
So basically a prophet in that particular generation
透过神的话告诉所有的百姓们有一个正确的方向
Through what's spoken to, from God to him He tells the people the direction
那么当然有部分特别的神讲到国度性里面未来将要发生的事情
Of course there are particulars that regards to the kingdom of God that will happen in the future
但是很多人把先知呢定位为等同于那个未卜先知
So a lot of people treat prophet as a prophet who are to fulfill what's still lacking
对先知的不明白所以产生了许多的误解
Because of their lack of understanding they misunderstand the function of prophets
因此呢我们对于先知呢从圣经里面给我们看到他的职分跟定位到底是什么
So from the Bible, we see their function and their location or their set positions.
到了这个新约以后，告诉我们啊，渴慕这个圣灵充满方言之后呢，还有一个先知讲道。
So in the New Testament, tells us we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to seek the spiritual gift of tongue, and then there's also to seek prophecy.
先知讲道就是按着圣经正义分解神的话语。
So the prophets would rightly divide the word of God.
我们看到这个是先知很重要的一个环节。
This is one of the things, major things about the bite of the prophets.
就是把神的话也带出来。
That is to bring out the word of God.
那么神的话，我们看见有称为一个，就是整个叫做 logo.
So the word of God can be divided into logos.
那么还有一个是 rhema.
And the other is rhema.
这两个的区别到底在哪里
So what's the difference between the two?
Rhema 一定是从 Logos 来的
Now Rhema definitely comes from Logo
那如果不是从神的道里面产出来的那个现在神正在向你启示的话是不会出现的
So if it's not from the word of God then what God is revealing to you is definitely not from him
这是神他透过这一个先知向我们说话的最主要的一个这个次序
So this is a very important sequence that how God speaks to us through His prophets.
我们今天要看到但以理第九章。
Today we're going to look at chapter 9 of the book of Daniel.
第九章里面讲到一个很重要的七十个七。
So in the book of chapter 9 talks about the 77s.
旧约的七十个七跟新约的七十个七是本质是相同的。
So the 77s in the Old Testament and the 77s in the New Testament Their main things are the same.
旧约的七十个七里面呢，给我们看到神引进永义。
So in Old Testament, the 77 God uses all His ways
除去罪恶。
To rid of sins.
这么新约的七十个七是完全的饶恕。
The 77 in the New Testament is complete forgiveness.
如果神没有引进永义，
So if God hasn't used all his ways,
我们的罪怎么可能被饶恕呢？
So how can our sin be forgiven?
旧约的七十个七跟新约的七十个七本质上是相同的。
So the quality of the 77 in the Old Testament is the same as the 77 in the New Testament.
那么如果我们从这个原则性里面再来看到，但以理在祷告之后，神给他一个意象七十个七的说话。
So when after from this principle that after we see Daniel prayed, God gave him the vision of 77.
这是我们很重要研究但以理的时候的上文跟下文。
So this is when we are studying the book of Daniel. We need to understand what's come before and
what's come after. 那我们就知道但以理的祷告的内容到底是什么。
Then we look at the content of Daniel's prayer.
要不然我们就会忽略了这样子祷告的内容。
Otherwise, we will ignore the content of his prayer.
以为呢，按着这个字句来了解但以理祷告的内容。
As if we can understand through these words. The, 如果我们 content of his prayer,
学习但以理祷告这样子内容的字句，我们就想可能会有神给我们的意象的话。
So we think we can learn from the words of his prayer, and God will give us vision.
那我们完全忽略了神的作为。
Then we totally forget the works of God,
并且忽略了神在这个世界上给人话语的这个作为。
And we also forget his work of giving the word to men on earth.
啊、我们会走向以色列，神已经给他们一部律法，特别还告诉他们三大时期你要把这个律法重塑。
So it will be like the Israelites through whom God has given the laws and decrees, and the God said that in three generations they will have to redeclare the laws.
但是他们进入这个迦南地以后，因为这一个领受的太安逸了，
But when they entered the land of Canaan, they received itTo peacefully,
以至于忘记了带领他们的神。
They forgot the Lord, the God who led them.
那我们看到四世纪以后，他们是这个什么任意而行啊。
So in the book of Judges, everyone did as they saw fit.
因为他们没有把耶和华当为他们的王。
Because they did not treat the Lord as the king.
他们就按着自己的喜悦来解读。
They did according to their pleasure to.Explain or expose.
所以我们今天来看第九章第五节。
So let's look at chapter 9 verse 5.
我们一起来读，我们来读这个第九章第五节。
It should be chapter 9 verse 5.
二三，请我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命、典章。这个是但以理一个很重要的看见。
This is something that Daniel saw that was important.
人最大的问题是不承认自己的罪。
Man's biggest sin is that they would not admit to their sins.
那么承认自己的罪，
So to admit one's sins or wrongs,
是圣灵光照以后，
It's after the Holy Spirit given you the light,
所产生出来的行为，
And the actions that followed.
并不是我知道在想一些可能会不讨神喜悦的。
It's not about thinking things about things that may not please God.
紧张兮兮的。
And very nervous.
不知道我们的生命里面哪里会得罪神。
Not knowing when we will actually incur God's wrath.
却不从神的真道里面来启示启迪我们的心。
So we'd not rather have the truth revealed to our hearts.
我们如果从这个第五节到第十一节，我们看到。他们都偏离了摩西在律法上所写的。
So from verse 5 to verse 11, we saw that they have rebelled against the commands and laws given to Moses.
以致就进入了摩西在律法上所写的咒诅。
So that's why they enter into the curses of the laws written, but in the law of Moses.
记得在还没进入迦南地的时候。
Remember before they entered the land of Canaan.
摩西就告诉以色列人有一个基利心山，一个是以巴路山。
So Moses told the people Israel there was a Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim.
在这个以巴路山献祭。
So to make offerings on the Mount Ebal.
这个是咒诅。
This is curses.
神怜悯你们。
But God have mercy on you.
只要你们遵照神的话语，就不会进入咒诅。
If you obey the word of God, you will not enter the curses.
因为神要给我们的是祝福。
Because what God wants to give us is blessings.
所以把这两方面放在以色列人当中，你要选择祝福呢，还是要选择咒诅？
That's why he put forth these two before the Israelites to ask them if they want curses or want them blessings.
因此他们进到里面的时候，他们因为没有选择神的话语，就进入了摩西所写的咒诅里头。
Unfortunately, because when they entered, they did not choose the word of God, they entered the curses.
这个是神他的公义。
This is God's righteousness.
但是他有怜悯。
But he has compassion.
他又不按着我们的过犯待我们。
He does not treat us according to our transgressions or iniquities.
赐下了许多的救赎。
So he gave a lot of salvation or redemption.
以色列还是硬着顶项不悔改。
But the Israelites were still stiff-necked and refused to repent.
以至于他们国破家亡。
That's why the nation was scattered and shattered.
当他们在国破家亡的时候呢？
So when the nation was shattered and scattered,
所有的先知呢，成为一个带头的作用。
So then the prophet became the leaders.
告诉所有的以色列人，
telling the Israelites,
他们为什么会落入这个咒诅的光景。
Why they will fall into the curses?
神不是全世界最伟大的神吗？
Isn't God the greatest God in the world?
不是创造宇宙万物的神吗？
Is he the God who has created heaven and earth?
为什么我们有他的圣殿，有他的这个约柜，我们会被掳到巴比伦来呢？
Even though we have this holy temple and his ark, we still yet became captives.
为什么我们还没被掳之前，我们的国会分裂呢？
Before we were exiled, how come our nation was shattered?
因为我们不遵行耶和华的话语。
Because we don't obey the words of the Lord.
现在我们应该要悔改。
Now we need to repent.
所以呢，我们要记取那一些我们的祖宗他们曾经不遵行耶和华放这个律法的罪。
So we need to admit to the sins of the forefathers who did not obey the laws and commands of the Lord.
我们要承认。
We need to admit.
他们不遵守耶和华的律法。
They were unfaithful to the laws of the decrees.
而意思不是我们替他认罪。
But this doesn't mean that we need to confess their sins for them.
我们圣经整个从头到尾没有讲到将功补过的这个问题。
So from the beginning to the end of the Bible, you cannot make up for other people.
人会有这种想法。
But men have this kind of thinking.
但是我们看到呢，整个圣经里面给我们看的是神的公义跟他的怜悯。
So what we see in the whole Bible is his righteousness, his compassion.
特别讲到我们的善行，像一件破的衣服一样。
So when we talk about our good works, it's like a rag.
因此呢，我们看到整个解决这个祷告里面的内容是承认他们的祖宗因为犯罪，所以进入了咒诅里头。
So the whole focus of this prayer is about how.Because the forefathers disobeyed and entered the curses.
我们也是因为没有回到神的面前，所以我们堕入这个光景。
And for us, it's the same because we did not come before God. That's why we fall into this kind of scenario.
如果我们再推远一点，记得亚伯拉罕在为罗德祷告的时候吗？
So we go back a little further. Remember how Abraham prayed for Lot.
这一个城里面如果有几个人十个人。最后死的怎么样？神我也不灭。
So when he interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, even if there were 10 righteous men, would God destroy?
表示神有他的一个底线的标准。
Meaning that God has a limit.
但是人没有看到这个底线的标准。
But man did not see this limit.
以色列人通国，我们从整个圣经里面看是通国。
So we see that Israel as a nation.Through the whole nation.
真正遵行耶和华的话语的人，那可能在百分比里面是个位数的。
So, as far as the number of people who truly obey the word of God, it probably in single digits.
十分之一的人都没有。
Not even a tenth.
通国都偷取耶和华的贡物。
So the whole nation stole or robbed God.
我们就可以看到说，因此呢，那一个世代里面呢，很多的这个。以色列人都进入了神的愤怒之中。
That's why a lot of Egyptians entered the wrath of God during that time.
那么当然在其中呢，有一些义人也因此就受苦。
So because of this, some of the righteous also suffered.
那么这些义人受苦，他们有没有神啊？你怎么这么不公平？
So these righteous people say, God, why are you so unjust?
他们没有这么样子思考。
They did not think this way.
他们像但以理的祷告一样。
They pray like Daniel.
但以理的祷告是什么呢？
So what was Daniel's prayer?
他们犯了这样子的罪。
This transgression they had.
我有很大的关系。
Had a lot to do with me.
我们看在但以理书里面，我们看不到但以理有任何的错误。
So through the book of Daniel, we did not see particular mistake he made.
但是但以理说，我承认我的罪。
But Daniel said he committed sins.
什么罪呢？
What sins?
就是他们为什么会堕入这样的光景里头？
Why these people would fall into such a scenario?
原因是我自己太洁身自爱了。
It's because he loved to be clean himself.
而弟兄姐妹他们落入了。百姓落入这种光景里面，我们有经常为他祷告。
But yet all the brothers and sisters fall into these scenarios. Do we pray for them constantly?
他把这一种自责放在他的心中。
He put this self-rebuke in his heart.
这一个是怎么样？真正的圣洁。
This is true holiness.
当他在认为他正在，他认为他在犯罪的时候。
So when he thought he was sinning.
这正是他圣洁的时候。
At the time he was holy.
因为他看见了，他虽然在很多的方向上没有犯错误，
Even though he did not make a lot of mistakes in many things,
但弟兄姐妹碰犯到的罪，是因为他自己没有尽到应该尽的责任。
A lot of brothers and sisters sin is because he did not discharge his responsibility.
因此呢，当他这一个在这个整个二十节的时候，
So in verse 20,
我说话，
God was speaking and praying,
承认我的罪。
And confessing my
sin, 而本国之民以色列的罪
and the sin of my people Israel,
为我神的圣山耶和华我神面前恳求
and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill
很多人就把这一段话断章取义
a lot of people took this out of context
啊我们为什么没有意象
he asked why we don't have visions
为什么我们没有看见我们自己的路
how come we don't see out of the path
我们不但要为我们的自己的罪来认罪
That we need to confess our own sin.
我们也要承认我们祖宗的罪。
We also need to confess the sins of our forefathers.
我不知道你的祖宗是不是被神拣选。
I don't know if your forefathers were chosen by God.
全世界没有一个族类是像以色列是从亚伯拉罕一人开始被拣选的，没有。
There's no tribe or nation in the world like Israel, like whom the first person Abraham was chosen.
到新约时候，虽然我们讲我们是真以色列人。
So in the New Testament, we talk about the true Israelites.
那是从神的国度出发来看。
That's based on the kingdom of God.
而我们没有一个族类像以色列人，他们从一人被拣选出来。
Not our tribe is like the nation of Israel, through whom one person was chosen.
所以我们不要错解圣经里面的话语。
So let's not make a mistake in interpreting the Bible.
这一个但以理的这样子的认罪，是他因为他要告诉以色列人。
Nathaniel's confession here is to tell the Israelites.
他这一段的话语写出来的时候，是一个对通国的一种祷告文。
So what he wrote here is for the whole nation in the prayer.
就是我们要拒绝我们祖宗没有遵守耶和华对摩西所讲的律法。
We need to reject what the forefathers did who disobeyed the laws of decrees in the book of the law of Moses.
进入到这一种状态里头。
So we have entered such a scenario.
那么我们也从整个先知书里面看到说。神要去掉我们心中的石心。
So through the book of the prophets, God wants to take away the stony heart from us.
换上肉心。
And change into a heart of flesh.
要跟我们立定新约。
And we'll make a new covenant with us.
那我们看接下来就是立定新约的一个开始。
So what we see is the continuation of the new covenant.
24节里面叫做你为你本国之名而你圣城已定了。
In verse 24 it says that 77s are decreed for your people, your holy city, to finish.
那么这个77的作用是什么呢？
What are the functions of the 77?
我们看到第一个要止住罪过。
One is to finish transgression.
来除尽罪恶。
To put an end to sin.
赎尽罪孽。
To atone for wickedness.
所以这个77的定下来是为了要做这三件事情。
So 77's function is to do these things.
再来呢？引进永义
to bring in everlasting righteousness
封住异象和预言
to seal up visions and prophecy
并高至圣德
and to anoint the most holy
那 那么我们就可以看到说，这个呢七十个七，他要告诉我们有一个人子耶稣基督要为我们降生。
So he from here 77 tell us that there's one son of man who's going to come.
要解决我们的罪。
To solve our sins.
所以你可以看到整个鸟瞰以及细部里面小先知书提到的这一个新约，在我们在我们里面立定新约。
So we see from the major prophet structures and the minor prophet details the New Testament that set for us.
先知书最重要的一个贡献是把耶稣基督给推荐出来。
So the most important function of the books of prophecy is to introduce to Jesus Christ.
让我们知道有一个弥赛亚要拯救我们的罪。
So we can understand that Messiah is going to save us from the sin.
并且呢，会被剪除。
But he also be cut off.
为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
He will be crucified for our sins.
旧约这一些呢，啊，先这个。这个先知所写的，到了新约，祭司们、文士们都知道。
So what the prophet wrote and all the minor prophets, even the scribes and Pharisees knew and understood.
耶稣那个时代的大祭司，他也知道有这一个受膏者呢，要怎样为通国人而死。
So even the high priest in the New Testament knew that there would be one that the most the anointed one.
不过他没有想到是透过他的手把他钉死而已。
He didn't realize it was going to be through his hands.
他已经被迷惑到怎么样，眼睛都瞎了。
He was deceived to the point he was blind.
如果他知道他亲手把耶稣给基督给钉死
，If he realized he was going to crucify Jesus Christ，
他如果能够醒悟过来
，If he was able to wake up，
他晚上睡觉都会吓醒。
He would have been scared to death even when he was sleeping.
可惜呢，蒙蔽了双眼。
Unfortunately, he was blinded.
满有圣经的知识。
Even though he had the full knowledge of the Bible,
却没有办法明白什么是耶稣基督为我们降生钉在十字架上。
Yet he was not able to understand that Jesus came to earth to crucify on cross for us.
好了，我们现在看到但以理他祷告为他的族类的人来祷告，承认这个罪的时候。
So now, okay, we see Daniel praying for his people.
那我们就看见呢那一个。加百列呢就迅速飞来告诉他们说约在献晚祭的时候
So Gabriel came to him and said when he was doing even sacrifice
按手在我身上
He was laying he laid his hand on him
他说神要为这样子的一个事情呢就祖宗他们以前错误的过犯
So God was going to do for the sins of his forefathers
他们虽然有献祭那个都是代赎
So even though they made sacrifices, they were all just atoning sacrifices.
现在要定一个七十个七。
Now he's going to make a 77.
这七十个七呢，就从开始建造这个耶路撒冷的开始。
The 77 will build up Jerusalem.
有分为这个七个七。
They're going to be 77s.
还有62个七。
And 62 sevens.
那么加起来呢是69个七。
So added together will be 69 sevens.
啊。七十个七里面有六十九个七，还有最后一七。
So in 77 there's 69 seven sevens and then there's one last 77s.
那我们看到呢，这一个啊，这个一个七呢，七个七呢。
So what we see one 77s.
建造耶路撒冷的耶，这个以色列人归回耶路撒冷的那四十几年当中。
So we see that the Israelites will return to rebuild Jerusalem in the 40 some years.
圣殿才建造起来。
Then the holy temple will be rebuilt.
当圣殿建造起来以后，恢复了祭祀。
So when the temple is rebuilt and the sacrifice was
resumed, 还有一个六十二个七。
There's still 62 sevens.
也就是从建殿到这一个啊，整个的耶这个受膏者被剪除。
So from the time of the rebuilding of the temple and the cutting off of the anointed one,
四百多年的时间。
400 some plus years.
四百多年，包括旧约跟新约的空窗期。有390多年，将近400年的时间。
So this includes the 390 some plus years between the Old Testament and New Testament.
后面讲到怎么样，就停止异象。
So it will stop the visions.
封住异象。
To seal up the vision.
和预言。
And prophecy.
那么，怎么叫封住异象跟预言呢
？What does it mean to seal up visions and prophecy？
第一个，先引进永义。
So one has to fulfill the whole.
也就是把那一个呢，可以使我们成为。义人的耶稣基督给引进来
So that is to bring in Jesus Christ who gives righteousness to all
这个封住异象 封住这个这个意象。
To see up the vision.
和预言。
And prophecy.
我们经常这个用中文这个封住，好像把意象跟预言怎么样，就不再讲了。
So in Chinese, it makes it seems like they don't speak vision and prophecy anymore.
那么这个希伯来文的这个封住不是这个意思。
But that's not what the word in Hebrew means.
希伯来的封住是什么呢？就是呢，我盖上一个冠冕。
So sealed up, it's in Hebrew means.
你们要看。
You need to see.
预言跟这个意象必要按照耶和华所说的成就。
That the vision and prophecy be fulfilled according to what the Lord has said.
这个叫做封住预言跟意象。
This is what actually sealing up means.
也就是说，这个神的话语呢，一定按照他所讲的成就。
That the word of God will be fulfilled according to what He said.
定高至圣者。
So to anoint the most holy.
我们就看到呢，他按照耶稣基督呢来到这个世界上。
So we see Jesus coming to the earth.
那么这七十个七的预言，基本上就是这样的意思。
This is what 77 prophecy basically means.
那么直到怎么样呢？直到这个受膏者被剪除。
Until the anointed one is cut off.
那就是耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
That's when Jesus Christ is crucified on the cross.
那么荒凉的事情一直到底。
And the desolation will continue.
意思就是说什么呢？
What does he mean?
整个呢，神的事情的计划呢，已经定下来。
That God's plan has already been determined.
那么这一些事情呢，到什么时候呢？
And when will these accomplish?
到这个最后的一期，一个七的时候，七年的时候。
Until the very last sevens, the last
这个最后的一个七年呢，就是世界的一个灾难的时候。
The last 7 years is the tribulation of the world.
也就是耶稣基督再来的时候。
And just before Jesus coming again,
我们就看到呢，必有一王来毁灭这城和圣所。
So we see there be a ruler that destroyed this holy temple.
这个是预言发生过的事情，还要再发生。
This is a prophecy that already fulfilled. It will happen again.
我们看到耶稣基督这个钉十字架以后呢，这个开始什么？耶路撒冷就被提多将军所毁掉了。
So we saw after Jesus Christ was crucified, Jerusalem.
直到现在。
Jerusalem was destroyed until now.
都没有被建造起来。
Has not been rebuilt.
那我们看到这一个呢，以后呢还会被建造起来的耶路撒冷。
So we see that Jerusalem will be rebuilt in the future.
那么这个耶路撒冷被建造呢，是神的预言。
So Jesus and Jerusalem to be rebuilt is a God's prophecy.
这是要让我们看到他的预言必成就。
To let us see that his prophecy will be completed.
那么这敌基督呢，也会毁坏这一个耶路撒冷。
And that the Antichrist also will destroy the.
那么也会在里面呢做亵渎跟这一个整个的祭祀的停止。
He will also desecrate the temple, also will stop the offerings.
那我们看到这个七十个七的是一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约，这是在这个耶利米书里面。
So the 77th was mentioned in Book of Jeremiah that will be said.
第九章里面也提到这样一期之半，这些呢都是怎么样给我们看到呢？整个的七年也分为前三年半跟后三年半。
So also in the book, it shows that the last sevens will divide into the first half and the second half.
按照我对圣经的看法，大概这个七年的当中，我们是看不到的。
According to what I see, we most likely will not see the last sevens.
感谢主，我看不到。
Praise the Lord, I don't see it.
当然有些人不喜欢看不到。
So of course, some people don't like not able to see.
看不到有两个因素。
That there are two reasons that I'm able to see.
好的因素是你被提了。
The good reason is that you're raptured.
不好的因素是你死了。
And the second bad reason is that you died.
可能你在天上看得到了。
Maybe you can see it in heaven.
我想看得到的是地上看。
So what I'm talking about is to see it on earth.
没有办法经历这一些。
Not able to experience these.
那这一些呢，我们盼望我们是经历不到的。
So we hope that we will never experience these.
不管我们提早恩被主猛召。
So whether we are taken away by His grace early,
或者是我们被提。
Or we are raptured.
这世代已经接近了末后的世代。
This generation is reaching the end time.
我们可以看到圣经里面的预言已经一一的发生。
We see that the prophecy is being fulfilled one by one.
如果我们从四福音耶稣基督在橄榄山上所讲的所有的预言。
So if we look at the prophecies from Jesus, saying on the Mount Olive,
大概就只有一件事情还没发生。
There's only one thing that has not been fulfilled.
就是圣殿被建造的事情还没发生。
That the holy temple be rebuilt.
你不要以为建造圣殿是一个很伟大的工程。
Don't think that it's a great job.
圣殿啊，是耶和华建所讲的那个圣殿是再简单不过。
So that holy temple is cannot be any simpler.
重要不是留下遗迹让人在那个地方膜拜。
So the idea is not leave behind a relic for people to worship.
那个建造是神的心意。
To build is God's mind.
以色列人早就把建造的器材预备好了。
The Israelites already prepared the material to build the temple.
他们有祭司学校也已经都训练好了。
They already have a preschools that train people already.
啊，这个 DNA 使这一个利未人的这个啊血统更加的纯正。
So the DNA confirmed the lineage of the Levites in Israel.
在这个世代里面，我们看到整个事情都已经渐渐的成熟。
We see that in this generation, all things are coming to a head.
特别最近，希腊一直被提出来。
So recently, Greece was being kicked out of EU.
跟末后的世代有什么关系呢
？What does it have anything to do with the end time?
因为四个角是从希腊来的。
Because the four horn will come from Greece.
四个角要冒出一个小角，这个从希腊里面呢冒出一个角来。
So from the four horns will come a small horn which came from Greece.
那到底是它有希腊的人的血统，还是从希腊里面串起来的
？So whether it's of a lineage of Greece or is it someone through the country Greece?
这个也许我们将来都可以看见。
Maybe we'll see in the future.
然后我们看到第十章的时候
When you look at chapter 10,
他说大猛见爱的人、啊、
So the highly esteemed he said
不要惧怕
Do not be afraid
愿你平安第十九节
May peace be with you
你总要坚强
Verse 19 Be strong
他一向我说话我便觉得有力量
He spoke to me I was strengthened
说我主请说因你使我有力量
He said speak my Lord since you have given me strength
当神的话进入我们心里面的时候
When the word of God comes into our heart,
我们就有力量。
We have strength.
那么神的话怎么样进入我们的心呢
？How does the word of God enter our hearts?
第一个听到的时候。
So first, when we listen to the message.
第二就是读神的话的时候。
Two is when we read the word of God.
第三，弟兄姐妹彼此建造的时候。
Three, when the brothers and sisters build up each other.
啊，我们这一个在建造的过程的当中。
In the process of building up each other.
我们会看到。第十章十九节里面来告诉我们
We'll see chapter 10 verse 19 to us
神的话一进入我们里头
When the word of God comes to us
我们便觉得有力量
We'll feel strength
那为什么神的话进入我们的里头我们会觉得有力量呢
Why when the word of God enters us we'll have strength
因为我们用渴望的心
Because we use a heart of thirst
谦卑的心
Humility
如入渴慕溪水的那种心态
Just like earnestly panting for the word.
当我们这种心态来领受的时候
When we have this such attitude,
神的话很容易进入我们的心里头
The word of God easily enter our hearts.
因为我们没有太多先入为主的观念
Because we don't have previous ideas.
我们的心是敞开的
Our hearts are open.
神的话就很容易进入到我们的里头
The word of God easily enter into our spirit.
我们读神的话语的时候呢，我们便觉得有力量
So when we read the word of God, we will feel the strength.
那么因为环境给我们带来很多肉体上的软弱
But because the environment bring to us weaknesses
我们有惧怕
We have fear
但以理每一天跟神有三次的这一个敬拜的关系
Daniel worship the glory three times a day
他都会落入怎么样惧怕跟不平安里头
Even he will fall into fear and lack of peace or unrest
因为使者来告诉他说大猛眷爱的人啊
Because The angel came to him and said, "The oh, highly esteemed one,
不要惧怕，愿你平安。
Do not be afraid."
那表示告诉他说，他是什么？他在惧怕当中，他在不安全感里头。
So in his sense, insecurity.
那么这一个呢，一说话呢，他便有力量。
So when the person spoke to him, he said,
你总要坚强。
You need to be strong.
我们为什么惧怕呢
？Why are we afraid?
神已经为我们成就了这么多的事情
God already done so much for us
神已经为埃及呢从这个从埃及领出来这个以色列领出来
God already brought the Israelites out of the land of slavery in Egypt.
怎么会叫我们灭亡在旷野呢？
Why will you make you perish in the desert?
他已经使我们成为国了。
He has made us a nation.
虽然已经被掳到巴比伦。
Even though we are exiled to Babylon.
神已经定下70年归回的日期。
God already set the 70 years of return from captivity.
定下了70个七的这一个重要的一个引进永义止住罪过。
So he also talked about the 77s of atoning for the sins.
有什么惧怕呢？
Stopping transgression. So what do you have to fear?
第二十节里面。
So in verse 20.
他就说。
He said.
你知道我为何来见你吗？
Do you know why I have come to you?
现在我要回去和波斯的魔君征战。
Soon I return to fight against the prince of Persia.
我去后希腊的魔君必来。
When I go, the prince of Greece will come.
那是表示什么呢？
What does this mean?
他在祷告的时候会有延迟，禁止祷告的延迟。
So when he was fasting, praying, there's a time of delay.
这是一个征战。
This is a war.
等候祷告的时候是一种征战。
So to wait on prayers is a war.
当我们前面意向不明的时候，留在原地的时候是一种征战。
So when the vision is not so clear and we remain there, it's a war.
我们很怕我们的肉体的意念起来，哎呀，大概就是这样子了。
So we are afraid of our fleshly ideas that we think that this is just.
当我们忍耐等候的时间
，when we wait,
神给我们应许了一条刚强的路。
God will give us a path of strength.
不要忘记
，do not forget.
还有希腊的魔君回来
，even the prince of Greece will come.
表示那个征战呢，没有一刻停止的。
Mean that the war continue on.
这一个撒旦不会因为他征战失败他就停止。
Just because he was vanquished, that Satan would not give up.
你记得吗？耶稣基督被圣灵充满以后。
You remember when Jesus, after he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
要等他到满有圣灵的能力。
Until he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满，被引导到旷野去接受魔鬼的各样试探。
He was led into the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
一直到他得胜了，蛮有能力回来的时候。
Until he was a victorious, full of power.
圣经给我们一句话。
The Bible tells us.
撒旦怎么样？暂时离开耶稣。
That he left him.
暂时离开，不再试探他。
And not tempt him.
表示什么
？Meaning what?
还会再来。
Meaning that he will come again.
耶稣基督都是这样子。
Even this will happen to Jesus.
面临着很多的问题，他也是这样。
Even though he faced with many problems, it was the same.
但以理给我们看到也是这样。
Daniel for us is the same.
告诉我们说不要惧怕。
Telling us not to fear.
虽然这个征战好像没完没了。
As if this war goes on forever.
最大的本钱是什么？
So what's your biggest resource?
神在我们里头。
God is in us.
神为我们征战。
God is fighting for us.
就怕我们怎么样？没有跟着耶稣基督脚步。
It's fair we do not follow the step of Jesus Christ.
没有跟随着神的脚步，我们用我们自己的脚步偏离了。
Now, instead of following him, we use our own steps.
不在耶和华元帅的引导下面。
Now, under the leading of the commander of the Lord.
这一个是我们最惧怕的。
This is what we fear the most.
因此呢，我们看到这第九章、第十章里面。
So what we see in chapter 9, chapter 10.
神给我们看见。
Now, let us see.
不是我们要为我们的祖宗去承认罪而已。
It's not for us to confess the sins of forefathers.
去认他们这罪，让我觉得我有变成有意象。
So to confess the sins so that I have visions.
要记起教训。
But to remember the teachings.
并且呢，神怎么样，已经怎么样止住罪恶。
God already stopped the transgressions.
这件事情在2000年前，耶稣基督已经为我们钉十字架。
Jesus Christ already did 2000 years ago on the cross.
七这个七的预言还有一七还没完成。
So the 77 still have 17 to go.
往后我们再看整个小先知书的时候
When we read on to the minor prophets,
我们就可以看出一些端倪来
We'll see some words
以西结原本北方王
In Book of Ezekiel, the North King
好还有这一个啊，这个耶利米手下的北方王
And also the Jeremiah's King of
这一类的整个的啊国度里面怎么后来在整个欧洲里面怎么样形成
So how it will be in Europe in the future
这一些呢，圣经里面早就讲述的非常清楚。
The Bible already described clearly.
我们盼望我们在这个啊、这个月当中，我们可以把整个的、这个小先知书读完。
I hope in this month we can finish the minor prophets.
我们可以更加的明白。
We can understand more clearly.
神他已经把他的话语放在正确的一个位置。
God already put His word in the right place.
这个封住意象
to seal up vision.
这神的话语已经讲到这个地方完全。
God's word spoken here is complete.
生命记跟这一个启示录同样讲到一句话。
The book of Deuteronomy and Revelation spoke the same words.
不可删，不可添。
Do not add, do not subtract.
那表是什么
？Meaning what?
神已经印证的花的话已经完全。
The word God has sealed up is complete.
啊，没有任何的启示能够与神的话再一次的相比。
So there's no revelation that can be compared to God's words.
很多人他有他的启示，这个启示那个启示。我说你是不是能够把它写起来，编一本书放在启示录后面
？So a lot of people have their revelation. I ask them maybe they can write up and add to append to the book of Revelation.
都是神的启示嘛
？Because they are God's revelation.
哎呀，神启示我。
God revealed to me.
这个坊间有好多的这个书籍，就是他说神启示给他的。
So a lot of books is wrote that God revealed to them.
大概他不太懂圣经。
They probably don't quite understand the Bible.
他也没有好好读圣经。
They probably didn't read the Bible carefully.
读某些方面的圣经。
You need only read some aspects of the Bible.
这个让很多的启示呢，啊，都怎么样，暧昧不明。
So make the revelations unclear.
人才会使神的启示暧昧不明。
It's because of man that the revelations are darkened.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us. Let's pray.
天父求主你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
看见但以理的祷告
See the prayer of Daniel.
让我们也能够谦卑在主你的面前
Now we can humble before our Savior.
看我们里面有没有什么隐而未现的罪
See there are hidden sins in us.
让我们归回到你面前来
Now we can turn before you.
让我们从称义到诚义
Now we can become from righteous to be justified.
主啊你帮助我们
Lord, may you help us.
透过你话语时常炼净我们
Through your word that we are refined.
使我们的生命归向你
Now I would like to turn to you.
奉耶稣的名来祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.